In our next segment, we hear from Chris Esposito and Kendra Dean, students in the Department of Latin American, Caribbean, and U.S. Latino Studies at SUNY Albany. They worked with their fellow students to produce radio pieces about race, class, and cultural identity that air every week right here on the Hudson Mohawk Magazine.
Hi, how are you today? My name is Christopher Esposito, and I was wondering if we could chat a little bit about our culture and identity. I find it very fascinating that people have so many different stories that make them who they are, yet some people are unfortunately still looking for themselves out there. I'm hoping that our conversation could possibly help people find who they truly are and how they identify themselves.
Yes, of course. That sounds very nice, and I have some free time. I would love to help influence others in any way that I could.
Perfect. I guess we should probably get started with your name.
My name is Kendra Dean.
Nice to meet you, Kendra. How would you say you identify yourself?
The standard answer would be to go straight to where my family is from, which is Belize in Jamaica. And even though that is a big part of who I am, I personally would identify as a college sophomore, 5'4", dark-skinned woman, who is very engaged in Black culture as well as politics, and a future doctor and maybe even public speaker. How would you identify yourself?
I'm a white Italian male who is a freshman in college. I am 5'8", and I love sports. Where is your family from, Kendra?
On my mother's side, as far as we can trace, they are from Belize City, Belize. And as for my father's side, my grandfather, my dad, and his sisters are from Portland, Jamaica. But my grandmother is from Havana, Cuba, and moved to Jamaica at a young age. And if you want to go even further than that, my grandmother's family is from Cuba as well. And my grandfather's family is from Suriname. So yeah, that's a lot to take in. Where's your family from?
My grandparents are from Naples, Sicily. However, my parents are both born and raised in Brooklyn, New York.
Tell me a little bit about your culture and how that has impacted you. And also tell me how you would define culture.
My definition of culture is a person's way of life. Culture is, but is not limited to, the way people dress and their ethnicity. Culture is the traditions one follows, the food they eat, the way they dance, and the music they listen to, the sports they play. The list goes on forever. It really is amazing. As far as my culture goes, since my parents were both born and raised in Brooklyn, by the time I was born, that strong Italian culture slowly faded away. The strong Italian tradition I follow is sauce on Sunday, and after dinner we have espresso and other Italian desserts like cannolis and zeppoles. When I was 8 years old, I started playing sports for organizations like baseball, swimming, and diving. I feel like playing sports has the biggest impact on my culture and life because these sports taught me how to interact with so many different people who follow so many different cultures and traditions. This has made me feel more comfortable not having too much of a strong one of my own. Growing up with these teammates really allowed me to open up my variety of foods I eat, from all Italian food to foods like rice and beans and tacos. That is something that really stuck out to me because growing up, all I ever ate was Italian food. And as I started growing over these teammates' houses, things were so different. It was actually weird at first because all I knew was one style of food, but it turned out actually good. Tell me how you would define culture and how has that impacted your life?
I would define culture by the way you dress and the things that you eat and even the way that you speak. And a little bit about my culture is I grew up in a household with two Caribbean parents, and to me, that was normal. But going to school, mainly elementary school, I didn't know much people whose parents were not from America. So in a sense, I was different, but not in a bad way. I took pride in where my family was from. And this helped me growing up because during that phase of trying to figure out who you are, I had this sense of relief knowing I was set when it came to figuring out where my family and my ancestors are from. And in all honesty, knowing myself and how curious I am, I think I would have felt incomplete without it, just because I like to know any and everything about my life, especially where my features may have come from.
So how is it growing up with immigrant parents and the different understandings they may have on U.S. culture?
Growing up with immigrant parents was normal to me. The only thing that might have been different was the music I listened to, which was soca and reggae. But other than that, my parents had assimilated, as you would say, to American culture. They dressed us in whatever the style was back then. And we had family dinners on Sundays and went to the movies on Fridays. So not much was different. And the way my parents viewed the U.S. My parents viewed the U.S. as an opportunity to live the life they dreamed of. They absolutely loved their countries, but America was just the way for them to obtain the dream and have more opportunities. Of course, they struggled because of their accents and clothing, but that was only a tiny setback compared to many other great opportunities.
Wow, that is very interesting. Thank you for sharing that.
Oh, no problem. How do you think your culture has affected your time at UA?
For the short time I've been at UAlbany, I've definitely felt the cultural change. The little Italian culture I have is definitely fading away even more than ever. The only thing I have here is ordering Italian food sometimes, but it's just not the same. That's nothing like a nice home-cooked meal. But something that really helps me hold on a little bit is the Italian club they offer at the school. In this club, we play Italian card games like Scopa, we watch Italian movies, and have Italian-themed parties. Joining this club was important to me because in high school, I took part in the same club, and it is what is helping me hold on to the Italian part of me. It even teaches me some new things that I never thought I would learn about, like the Italian language, some Italian games, and just Italy in general. It is always a good time, especially being the fact that I get to be surrounded with people who are Italian like me and have relatives from the same part of Italy that my family is from. Another part of my culture that has helped me through the almost 2 semesters I've spent here at Albany is my history of playing sports. This is because here at Albany, there are so many different people who follow so many different cultures. Playing sports taught me how to interact with them. How do you think your culture impacted your time at Albany?
I've met so many people who have the same ethnic background as me here. And growing up, I never had people who came from similar countries as my family. So it's new, but it makes me feel comfortable being here because I know some of these people can relate to me to some extent. Do you think the school does enough for people who might identify to you and your culture?
Absolutely, yeah. I feel like there's not much they could do because it is different. Being at school is a lot different than being at home with all your traditionally home-cooked meals and family. But they definitely make the most out of what they got. The school has a club for mostly every ethnicity out there, culture nights at the dining hall, and the school also has sports clubs and high-level teams which help you interact and connect with people who have the same love and passion as you do. What about you? Do you think that the school does enough for people who identify similarity to you and your culture?
Yes, of course. There are plenty of groups dedicated to the many things I identify as. We have clubs like UPan Caribbean, NAACP, Albany State University Black Alliance, ASUBA, and MAPS dedicated to minority doctors. So yes, it makes everything at reach and welcoming when it comes to who I am as a person. One more question I have for you is, have you ever experienced any type of single story?
Well, in a way, yes. Growing up and even now, I've been called Mexican. The only reason I could think of that could be why is because people grow up being told, this is what these people look like and these people look like this. I guess they weren't told that just because someone looks like that doesn't necessarily mean that they are. Just because I have a mustache and the beard and a big head like George Lopez, people assume I'm Mexican.
How does this make you feel?
In the beginning, it definitely annoyed me and I hated myself for it. I didn't want to look like someone that I'm not. Hearing this at such a young age was especially frustrating because I know I'm Italian. When someone asks and don't believe me because of the way I look, it's actually hurtful. But in a way, it actually helped me because it taught me not to really care anymore. Instead of being annoyed by it, in a way I embrace it and just avoid it when it comes up nowadays. Thank you for asking that. I was never really able to speak about that. Now, do you think that this conversation could have impacted others who are trying to find themselves out there?
Yeah, I feel like many people can listen to this and truly look at themselves and the aspects of them and see who they are as a person. And in the end, you know, they'll figure out who they are.
Well, with that being said, thank you very much. I think that's all we have to talk about here. Thank you for your time, and I hope you have a great day.
Thank you. You too.
That was Chris Esposito and Kendra Dean, students at the University of Albany Department of Latin American, Caribbean, and U.S. Latino Studies. Student productions about race, class, and cultural identity air every week right here on the Hudson Mohawk Magazine.
That concludes our show. We hope that you've enjoyed this episode of the Hudson Mohawk Magazine. I'm Tatiana Morani.
And I'm Dave Pueblo. Remember to tune back in tomorrow and every weekday at 7 a.m., 9 a.m., and 6 p.m. to get your daily dose of local news. You can also get that dose through our Hudson Mohawk Magazine podcast and Facebook page.